women. They are actually great devotees of the Lord. That's why they know the truth of Krishna. Though sometimes, not sometimes, even most of the time, Krishna is misunderstood by general people. Because Krishna appeared as a human being, that's why many people they think that Krishna is just like ordinary human being. But only the devotees, they know Krishna in truth. That's why here it is said, Vedesu Guhyesu Sa Guhyavari Anugita Satkatha. So those who are Guhyavadivi, those who know the truth, are the secrets. They only can understand Krishna's confidential pastimes. Satkatho, Guhyesu Satkatho. So Krishna's confidential pastimes are only understood by the confidential devotees of the Lord. Otherwise, in general, people they don't understand Krishna and his pastimes. So when Krishna performs his pastimes in Vrindavan, many unscrupulous people they criticize Krishna. They accuse Krishna of immorality because they don't understand Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Here, that's why the women in the palace of Hastinapur they are telling Sat Katho. The Krishna's pastimes are not ordinary pastimes, ordinary katha. It is Sat Katha. Means, this is Sat means eternal, the supreme absolute truth. Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, and his pastimes also is supreme absolute truth. So Krishna is eternal and his pastimes are also eternal. That is not ordinary pastimes of any human being. Though Krishna looks like a human being, because that is his eternal form, and that is the most attractive form of Krishna. Krishna in his original form of Shyamasundara is very, very attractive. And when he descends to this material world, he attracts the minds of everyone, not only human beings, even the other living entities such as animals, birds, different living entities are attracted by Krishna's beauty. When Krishna used to wander in the forest of Vrindavan, even the deer, they will come near to Krishna just to see the beautiful form. Even the birds flying in the sky would hover over Krishna and his cowherd boy friends and cowherd. They will just want to see Krishna's beautiful form. So everyone is attracted. So what to speak of these women in the palace? They are actually great devotees, that's why they are appreciating Krishna's pastimes. And they are telling, Sava Ayam. So they are pointing out to Krishna, this Krishna, who has appeared in his human-like form, and who is also the friend of Arjuna. Because Krishna was acting as the friend of Arjuna. And he was also acting as a family relative of the Pandavas. So though Krishna was related to Pandavas and Kauravas also, but all these people, those who appeared in this dynasty, they are not ordinary people. The Pandavas, they are not ordinary, they are great devotees of Krishna. So Krishna acted like their relatives. But they never forgot that Krishna was just their relative. They always remembered Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared now as their relative. So the women in the palace were telling that these pastimes of Krishna is very confidential. It cannot be understood by any ordinary living entity. And these pastimes can be known by the Guhyavadi. Those who know the secret, the confidential pastimes of Krishna means the great devotees. They only know the secret. Only that's why Krishna says, Bhaktyamanga Vijanati. Only by devotional service can I be understood as I am. Not by any other means. Not by ordinary scholarship, or not by any austerity, or not by any charity, not by any other means. Not by even studying the Vedic literature. Even so many people that study Vedic literature, but they don't understand Krishna. That's why Krishna says, Vedas sarvair aham eva vedya. Among all the Vedas, I am only to be known. So though there are some hints in the Vedic literature about Krishna, but specifically there are certain confidential literature, Vedic literature, those who glorify Krishna, like such as Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has been glorified by his great devotee, Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami. So, Yāyaka īśo jagadātma līlaya sujati avati attinātatra sarjata. So, the women in the palace, they are pointing out that Yāyaka īśo, that same Supreme Absolute Truth is this Krishna. Ekam eva adhitya. So he is the one, he is not two. So he is one, same Supreme Absolute Truth. That's why he is called the Supreme Lord. Parama Advaya Satya. So he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Sayaka Isa Jagat Atma Lilaya. And that Supreme Absolute Truth, he has created this material world, Srujati. He has created this material world, Avati is maintaining this material world, and Asimins is destroying this material world also at the end. So why he is doing all these things? Though he is aptakama, he has no desire. Śrīla Viśvanātha Kavī Thakura says. No, Śrīdarśan says he is aptakama. So he is aptakama, he does not have to do anything. And all his desires are fulfilled. So why he is taking this trouble? To create this material world, then maintain it, and then destroy it. So then they are telling Atma Lilaya, only for his own pastimes. He is not creating this material world for bhaktum, not for enjoyment, personal enjoyment. Of course, when we say that Lilaya means for his pastimes, the Lord is performing his pastimes with the jivas, the living entities. Actually, he is creating this material world for the jivas. He is giving a chance to the jivas to fulfill their desires. The jivas, those who are envious of Krishna, those who do not want to serve Krishna, they want to enjoy of their own, so they are given a chance by Lord Krishna. okay, you want to end up your own, go to this material world, which is dukkhalayam aswasatam, which is a place full of miseries and which is temporary. So you can try there to enjoy without me. But Krishna has created this material world in such a way that no one can enjoy in this material world. Because how one can enjoy sitting in a house full of miseries? So Krishna has created this for the jivas, and he is performing this pastimes with the jivas. So the jivas are of two kinds. One kind of jivas, they are the liberated soul. Those are always with Krishna and serving Krishna. They are eternally liberated souls. And those jivas, those who have come to this material world to enjoy separately of Krishna and suffering in this material world, they are called eternally conditioned jivas. But these eternally conditioned jivas can also be liberated. There is a chance for them. Krishna is so merciful that he is actually giving chance to these conditioned souls to be liberated from this cycle of birth and death, to be liberated from this material misery, eternal. That's why Krishna is showing his mercy in different ways. He appears in this material world and performs his pastimes, eternal pastimes with the eternal living entities, and also he performs pastimes with his devotees in this material world. And in this way he gives a chance to the conditioned souls to become attracted to Krishna's pastimes and also take this opportunity to be liberated eternally from this cycle of birth and death. So this is Krishna coming to this material world and performing his pastimes is also kripa, is mercy for the conditioned living entities. And also at the same time, Lord Krishna is appearing in his deity form to also bestow his mercy on the conditioned soul. Those who are not very fortunate to see Krishna's pastimes in this material world, they can take the opportunity from the deity form of Krishna. They can see Krishna's beautiful deity form and get an opportunity to serve the deity form of Krishna. To serve the deity form of Krishna is as good as serving Krishna, because there is no difference between the deity form of Krishna and Krishna himself. Krishna has mercifully appeared in the deity form to take service from the conditioned living entity. And in this way he gives the chance for them to be liberated. So this is Krishna's deity form, is also Krishna's another form of mercy. Then Krishna also bestows his mercy through the scripture, through the Vedas and Vedic literature. This is also mercy of Krishna. Krishna is giving this knowledge through Brahma for the benefit of the living entity. That's why all this Vedic literature, they are pointing out towards Krishna. Krishna is the goal of life. So the conditioned living entity can also take shelter of this scripture. And in that way they can also attain the supreme destination. And also at the same time Krishna also sends his devotees. The devotees are also another form of mercy of Krishna. So when the devotees appear in this material world, the conditioned living entity can also take help of the devotees, take shelter of the devotees, and learn from them how to develop love for Krishna. In that way they can also be liberated. by the help of this devotee. So that's why it is stated here that only the devotees know the confidential pastimes of Krishna. Why Krishna is coming to this material world and why he is performing certain pastimes, the devotees can only understand the purpose of that. Ordinary living entities, they are not able to understand of their own unless they take shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Unless they understand the Krishna's confidential pastimes from the devotees of the Lord, they cannot know it. So that's why all these arrangements are actually the exhibition of mercy of Krishna for the conditioned living entity. So, but when Krishna comes here personally, he does not come alone. He comes with his eternally liberated devotees and performs pastimes with them and gives the chance to the conditioned souls of this material world to see or hear or become attracted to that pastimes. In that way, they can go back to Krishna. So this is actually Krishna's arrangement. This material world is meant to give an opportunity to the conditioned souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death eternally and go back to Krishna, enter into Krishna's pastime. So here that's why Lord Krishna is creating this material world and also maintaining the living entities and at the end destroying. Bhutta bhutta kaliyate. Again and again this material world is created and annihilated. Again created, again annihilated. This is going on. But even if all these things are going on, still the Lord is not na sajjate. He is not attached to this thing. So that means the Lord is, though he is performing these activities of creation, maintenance and annihilation, he is doing this through his agency. Personally, the women of the palace of Hastinapur, whom they are pointing out to this Krishna, who is the friend of Arjuna, that's why they are using the word I am, this Krishna. So this Krishna, though he is the cause of this material creation, the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, but personally he is not involved. He is doing through his other agencies. Even when Krishna creates, he creates this material universe through his Mahavishnu form, Karanadakshay Vishnu form. From the body of Karanadakshay Vishnu, unlimited universes are coming up. And he impregnates the living entity through his glands. So, he is doing this through his expansion. Personally, the Krishna whom the women of this palace of Hastinapur see, so they say that this Krishna, he is Eka Isho. He is the only Lord. He is the supreme cause of all causes. And though he is creating, maintaining and annihilating the material universe, but personally he is not involved. He is beyond these things. So, in this way, the women of Hastinapur, they are pointing out, though they see Krishna in front of their eyes, in very beautiful form, but still they understand that he is the cause of all causes and he is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead, though he is acting as their relatives. So they never forget Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same thing we see Queen Kunti, also she prays in her prayers, establishing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these women are actually, they are very fortunate to glorify Krishna, and in that way they perfected their life. So we'll stop here, 7:15. Okay, is there any comments or questions? We don't have enough time also. Yes, the position of the Brajavasis is superior than the residence of Hastinapur. Certainly. Because they have this feeling of awe and reverence for Krishna. Though Krishna was acting as their relatives, still that was there. Even what to speak of other relatives, even that was there with Vasudeva and Devaki. Though they were Krishna's father and mother, but still they had this knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why after killing Kamsa, when Krishna came for the first time to meet, not first time, but after long separation, when he came to meet with Vasudeva and Devaki, they were struck with wonder. They were seeing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maternal affection was not there. And Krishna wanted that from them. Krishna was expecting that they will come forward and embrace him as their son. But they were not doing that. They were folding their hands, looking at Krishna as the Supreme Lord, with awe and veneration. That's why Krishna employed his yogamaya potency to make them forget about his supreme opulence as the Supreme Lord. So then they forget, and then this affection, paternal affection, maternal affection came. So they embrace Krishna later. But in Vrindavan, even if sometimes Krishna shows his opulence to the Vrajavasis, they are not ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Because that will hinder their relationship with Krishna, their affection, their love for Krishna. And they don't want to sacrifice that. So that shows that the love of the Vrajavasis was the Supreme. They did not even want to see Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Even if it is so sometimes, his opulence, they rejected. That's why they are called the Supreme. Supermost devotees of the Lord. That's why Krishna sent to Uddhava. Uddhava was very, very learned, and actually he was a friend of Krishna. So he was also a little proud of his position. That's why Krishna sent him to brother, to see Vrajavasis' love. And Uddhava, when he saw the love of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the love of the covered by the love of the gopis, he was overwhelmed. He had never seen such love for Krishna the way he saw in Vrindavan. That's why Uddhava desired to become a grass, a creeper in breath, so the gopis would trample on him so he can get the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. make his life perfect. The happiness derived. Happiness from devotional service derived.
Derives the happiness of Brahma.
Happiness in Brahman means those who want to be liberated, mostly the impersonalists, they want to merge with the Brahman and derive happiness from the Brahman, because they think that is the greatest kind of happiness they can get, because they will be no more involved in materialistic activities, they are liberated, so they can get greatest happiness. But again, Srila Prabhupada also says, that type of happiness is also a selfish motive. A person who wants to derive this even happiness of the Brahman, happiness in merging into Brahman, effulgence, that is also a selfish motive. Then one wants to derive happiness for himself. He doesn't want to be involved in anything else. Though it is there, happiness is there in Brahman, because that is also part of the Supreme Power. But in devotional service, there is a reciprocation. When the devotee serves the Supreme Lord, and the devotee's intention is to give happiness to the Supreme Lord, that is actually real devotion. In real devotion, the devotee wants to give happiness to the Supreme Lord. And when the Supreme Lord is pleased, then automatically just means to say Jagat Prastha. The devotee is pleased and everyone else is pleased. So by giving happiness to the Supreme Lord, the happiness we derive. Because Krishna is being pleased, and then the happiness we derive from Krishna, then that is actually supreme happiness. But when we try to get happiness without serving Krishna, this happiness is just staying away from this material involvement, like the impersonalists do. They don't become involved in materialistic activity. They want to be liberated from that. They want to merge in the Supreme Brahman, but there is no activity. In Brahman effulgence, there is no activity. Just like a static position. Though there is no disturbance of this material world, so one may derive little happiness because of that, because there is no disturbance, no anxiety. But there is no activity. But the constant position of the soul is to become active. Yet the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So the soul is pleasure seeking. The soul is looking for pleasure, but that is in relationship with Krishna, not without Krishna. So the impersonalists, they are there in Brahman effulgence, but there is no activity. Then how long one can stay in that situation. Like suppose we can give one material example, like you'll be left in a place where no one else will be there. Maybe like suppose you take one island in the midst of the ocean, and there is no one else, and all the facilities are there. You can get your food, you can sleep, everything is there, whatever you may need to live. All the facilities are there, and you will be left alone there. How long you can stay there? You are just alone, no one else is there, but there is food, there is all the facilities, sleep, everything you can do. But no one else is there. You may derive happiness, there is no anxiety for you, you can get your food without working or doing anything. All the facilities are there, but how long you can stay? You feel bored. Well, you want to reciprocate with someone. So the situation of the impersonalist is like that. They want to merge with this effulgence, but there is no activity. They cannot reciprocate with anyone. They cannot reciprocate with Krishna because they don't accept Krishna as Krishna with form. They think Krishna is formless. So that's why they cannot reciprocate. But the devotees, they see the beautiful form of Krishna and they serve Krishna, reciprocate with Krishna, talk with Krishna, laugh with Krishna, extend love with Krishna. That is more pleasurable than sitting in one place with no one. You know? That's why it is said that Sevananda. Sevananda means happiness derived from service to Krishna. And another form of happiness is this Brahmananda, which is considered the topmost happiness in the material realm. So it is said that the ocean of Brahmananda cannot be compared to one drop of Sevananda. That means this ocean of Brahmananda is useless actually in comparison to one drop of Sevananda. That's why it is called highest happiness in devotional service. The devotees derive highest happiness by serving Krishna. The happiness comes by service, by engaging the senses in Krishna's service, by engaging our body, mind, and intelligence, word, in Krishna's service. Not by restricting our senses, like the Mayavadis do. They restrict the senses. Like the eyes want to see a beautiful form. That is the nature of the eyes. The Mayavadis will stop. No, you cannot see any beautiful form. But the devotees, they see the most beautiful form in this in the total creation, both material and spiritual world. That is Krishna's beautiful form. And they derive happiness from that. By seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. Whereas the Mayavadis, no, we cannot see anything beautiful. We want to restrict our senses. So what type of happiness is that? That's why they cannot stay in that situation for longer time. Aruhya Krishna Parampadantata Patandiyabha Anadrata Dusmat Angraya. Because they have not appreciated the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why they cannot stay in that position. They have to follow, come back. They want to do something. That's the purpose that they come back and then again become engaged in social activities. That's why this happiness derived from devotional service is much higher than this happiness derived from Brahmananda. Actually, one time I was thinking about this Brahmananda. అసలు వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇస్ దిస్ లైక్ ది ఇంపర్సనల్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ దిస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ సో వన్స్ ఐ సై డ్రీమ్ సో ఐ వాజ్ జస్ట్ థింకింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఎప్పుడు దేర్ విల్ లైజ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ దే విల్ బి డిరైవింగ్ బట్ దెన్ once I had a dream and I saw Prabhupada in the dream. So I saw that Prabhupada was descending from the sky. And before coming to the earth, there was a light. Everything was lighted. It's a very bright light. I was standing on the earth. I was standing, then I saw bright light everywhere. And that time I realized that gave actually very much pleasure to me. You know, when this light was spread all around, then I was feeling very happy. So then I saw Prabhupada coming down. And he landed on the earth. So, and then Prabhupada started working and I was working with him. So, but that gave me some experience actually. What type of Brahman? Brahman can be. That this light that was actually giving pleasure, but that is not so pleasurable as serving Krishna, seeing the beautiful form of Krishna, hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. So that's why the devotees, they don't want to be even liberated. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mama Janmani Janmani Sware Bhavatad Bhakti Rahayate Kite. They want to take birth again and again just to serve Krishna. Though it is natural that when someone performs devotional service, he will go back to Krishna. That is natural. But the devotee's desire is only to serve Krishna. And he derives pleasure. Because why does he want that? Because he derives also pleasure in serving Krishna. He gives pleasure to Krishna and he also derives pleasure. Both ways. When we give pleasure to Krishna, we will also derive pleasure. When we are serving Krishna but not deriving pleasure, that means we are not giving pleasure to Krishna. Sometimes many devotees complain that why we are not feeling happy though we are serving Krishna. Then we should check our mood. What is our mood to serve Krishna? Whether we are serving to give pleasure to Krishna or we are serving to give pleasure to ourselves. So I will become happy. I will be happy in this way. But the devotees in Vrindavan, they were never thinking of themselves. They are always thinking how to give pleasure to Krishna. Even the gopis, they are dressing themselves not because they will become happy. They are dressing themselves so Krishna will become happy by seeing them. That was their intention. So we have to see in what mood we are serving Krishna. To give pleasure to Krishna or pleasure to ourselves. That makes the difference. When we give pleasure to Krishna or serve in that mood, naturally we will feel pleasure. When Krishna is pleased, we will also be pleased. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jaya Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I took a longer time. Jaya Guru Bhakta Vrinda ki. Jaya. Srila Prabhupada Maharaja ki.